Right, item 5, turning to the second application, 16/00547/FUL, which is the Grange, Glenthorpe, 33 Rookery Road, Staines-upon-Thames. The application seeks the demolition of the existing vacant buildings on site and the erection of a building over three floors to provide 19 flats with parking and amenity space. Kelly, can you run through the plans for us, please?
Okay, so this application relates to the site at Rookery Road, and the proposal is for the erection of a three-storey building following the demolition of the existing building on the site and the provision of 19 flats. It also provides 25 car parking spaces and amenity space provision to the rear of the site. So the application site is outlined in red as shown on the plan here. So it's a large site with buildings to the front. It's very much a residential area. Most of the properties down Rookery Road are residential. However, there is a nursery at Roslyn opposite, and also a care home adjacent to that. But many of the properties are traditional in design. They're very much three-storey with traditional features such as hip roofs and gable features. Directly to the south of the site, there are a number of flatted developments that are three stories located on Kingston Road. This property on the corner is a two block of flats, which is three stories, and they have a car park area that adjoins the application site car park. To the rear of the site, we have the gardens of Glebe Road, and to the north of the site, there are other residential properties, including those at Lullamore and Horton, that are very similar in design to the existing building at the site. So here you can see the aerial photograph. You can see the existing building fronting the roadway here. And to the south of the site is the existing car parking area and then the garden area to the rear. And very much the proposed development is a similar layout to the current situation. So currently on the site is a building which has been empty for a number of years. It was used by Surrey County Council as a mental health facility. 8 years ago, in 2011, the building was declared structurally unsound and the use ceased. Surrey County Council have identified that they have reallocated that use at alternative sites, including Burgess Way, which is not far from here. So I'm just going to go through some photographs and the plans that have been proposed. So this shows the application site. This is the building on the site. It's believed it was originally two separate dwellings. It's very much in keeping with the design of the existing buildings to the north, and they were linked together and then used by Surrey County Council. This shows a view of the site looking towards the south, so you can see the building in this location here with its gable features and pitch roofs, and then there's a gap to the side of the building where you've got the access and the car parking, and you can see the block of flats on the corner of Kingston Road in the distance. This shows the two properties to the north of the site. So this is Lullamore, adjacent to the application site, which is just shown here. And then this is Horton, which is again to the north of the site. These are the properties on the opposite side of the road. So you can see very much they are three-storey in character, and they've got this large gable feature with pitch roofs. And this just shows those properties on the opposite side of the road. This is Rookery Road here, and the application site on the right-hand side of the screen. This again is the side of the application site. So this is the access at the south of the site going into the car park area and the side of the existing building. This photograph's taken from the same position. So this is the entrance into the existing site and the car park and the flats beyond on the corner of Kingston Road. This is looking into the site in a westerly direction. an easterly direction towards the rear of the properties on Glebe Road, an existing car parking area, which is where the proposed car park area will be. And this is looking back towards Rookery Road. This is the current property at the site and the existing car park and green space. This is looking back from the same position towards Kingston Road and Rookery Road. So you can see the existing car parking area, and the property on Kingston Road here is located some distance from the buildings on the application site. There's a couple of pictures of the rear of the property, which, having sat derelict for 8 years, is obviously in a poor state of disrepair. This plan shows the existing layout of the site, so you can see the existing building along the front of the site here and extending into the rear of the site. You can see the amenity space at the rear of the property, and again the car parking provision to the south of the site. The proposed layout looks very similar to that. We've got the built form fronting the highway here, and then we have a rear projecting element that goes out centrally to the site that sets well in from the site boundaries. And we've got a large amenity space to the rear of the site and a car parking provision with 25 car parking spaces to the south of the site, accessed from a similar position. So this is the ground floor proposed plan. It shows a lobby area here, and this is a refuse storage area that provides enough facilities for the 19 units. We have 4 two-bedroom units located on the ends and 2 one-bedroom units here. Each of these ground floor units have their own small private amenity space. The first floor has a similar layout. So we've got 3 one-bedroom units and 4 two-bedroom units. The rear projecting element here, there are a number of angled side-facing windows. Although the property is set well within the boundary, it's 11 metres, those windows do allow the outlook to be positioned to the rear of the property rather than directly out to the side. And then this is the top floor. So again, we've got 4 one-bedroom units and 2 two-bedroom units. And the rear projecting element has just got 1 unit in there, where the roof actually has quite a low eaves height, which I'll show you in a moment. So this is the roof plan. You can see we've got the gable features at the front here and the setback to give a feature to the frontage. And then we've got the solar panels and the dormers in the property here. So this is the proposed front elevation of the street scene. You can see we've got the hip roofs and the gable features. So we've got 3 gables, very much a feature of the existing building and neighbouring properties. And again, we've got the dormers at second floor level. This is a rear elevation. So this central piece here comes out further, so it projects to the rear. And as I was mentioning, although it's a full height, it comes down with the eaves levels much lower. And this white section here is those angled windows that I just showed you. This is a side elevation from the north, so the adjacent property at Lullen Moor. This white element here is the bit fronting the highway. And then this projecting section is set away from the boundary, so that's 11 metres away from this boundary. And this is the elevation from looking from the south, so the properties from Kingston Road would see this bit and the entrance into the car park. So again, we've got the frontage part of the building and then the projecting section, which is set well in from that elevation. So this drawing is quite useful. It shows a street scene elevation along the top here. So these are the 2 existing properties to the north of the site. This is Lullen Moor. Then this shows the application proposal. So again, you can see these are 3 gable elements and the bay windows. You can just make out this red dotted line, and that shows the position of the existing building. So you can see the proposal is no taller than the existing building. It is wider, and the access remains in a similar position to the existing car park, to the proposed car park, which is in the same position as the existing car park. And then you can see the distance that there is between the built form and the properties on Kingston Road here. This bottom left-hand diagram shows a section looking in a northerly direction. So this is the properties on the other side of Rookery Road. And this is Rookery Road itself, and this is the proposed built form. So you can just make out a blue line in this going up here, and that shows a 25-degree line, which is one of our policy requirements. And it shows that the built form doesn't cross that. So it means that the proposal will have an acceptable impact on the properties on the opposite side of the road. The properties to the rear of the site are even further away, so the built form does not cross that and is a acceptable distance away. This diagram in the corner, this shows the rear elevation of the proposed built form on the left-hand side, and then this is the rear of the property to the north at Lullamore. And from here you can see the window, it shows a 45 degree line in this direction, and again that's one of our policy requirements, and it shows that the built form does not cross this, therefore it's considered that the proposal has an acceptable impact on the amenity of the adjoining properties. It's also considered the design is acceptable and in keeping with the character of the area. It's considered that the proposal will provide a very good standard of accommodation for future occupants, particularly in terms of the amenity space provided and the outlook from those units. So the application is considered to be acceptable and will provide a good standard of amenity, provide a need for housing in a relatively sustainable location, and will utilise an existing unused site. So therefore the application is recommended for approval. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that, Kelly. And now could Patricia Carrick-Allen come forward to speak against the application? And just to remind you, you've got 3 minutes, and I'll let you know.
That long.
Oh, okay. If you are, I'll tell you.
I'm sure you will. I've run for a long time.
Thank you so much. Good evening. My name is Patricia Carrick-Allen, and I would like to protest against this planning application. I live in Sunbury, and I was a patient at Glenthorpe. Let me tell you the facts about the closure of Glenthorpe, which was a haven for the mentally ill to struggle. The facility was used by doctors, nurses, social workers. There was a huge garden with greenhouses, which the patients used to grow plants. In fact, each year we had a barbecue where the plants were sold. And it is important to understand that many mentally ill people find it difficult to talk about their problems. So when they had worked in the garden, they would come into Glenthorpe and have a very affordable lunch and a helpful talk with fellow patients. In December 2011, Surrey County Council saw fit to close this facility down, saying that it would cost too much to repair and renovate. We all suspected that they wanted this property to build flats and make money. It took me 4 years to get access to the County Council's report from Gurney Consulting Engineers, report dated 23rd of December 2011. A copy of which I have here and will be passed to the committee together with this.
No, unfortunately you can't do that. You can't pass documents around.
Well, I'm not going to. It's going to be done afterwards. All right?
After the meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean you can't pass it around.
No, I won't
go
to. No, I won't. Yeah. Okay. Michael said he would take it and give it to them later. Right, where was I? We all suspected that they wanted this property to build flats and make money. It took me 4 years to get this information. In fact, Kwasi Kwarteng tried for a year to get information, but didn't get it. I went to the legal department of the Surrey County Council. So the report from Gurney Consulting Engineers, dated 23rd of December 2011, copy which you'll see, the necessary recommended works, a budget of 200 to 300,000 should be allowed.
You've got 30 seconds.
I've got the documents to prove it. It is commonly felt that Surrey County Council treats Belthorpe Mental Health Facility as the poor relation. The relocation of Runnymede and Spelthorne Mental Health Facility to Unilever House in Chertsey is much too far away for patients in Spelthorne to get there. Please note that there have been several tragic suicides locally in Sunbury, and because of mental health issues, a house was burnt down in Fallbridge Road, Sunbury, in November 18.
Mrs. Carrick-Ellen, that's the 3 minutes up.
Can I just finish very briefly? Surrey County Council should be made to repair and reinstate Glenthorpe, this beautiful haven for the mentally ill. As I said, it was only closed because Surrey County Council wanted to build flats. The letter regarding this meeting wasn't sent out until the 6th of November, and thus many people and local people haven't had time to respond to this application. Some people, including myself, never received any letter.
Thank you, Mrs. Carrick-Allen. If you've got things which you want the committee members to see, if you can leave them with Michael
here. I have left.
And then, oh, you have, you've left with Michael.
I don't know if anyone else is going to speak because nobody knew about it. They didn't get a letter like me. The people that in Rookery Road who wanted to say, we don't want this, there's no one here, only me.
Thank you for putting your case, Mrs. Carrick-Allen.
Thank you.
Mr. Thompson, do you have any comments you'd like to make? Oh, sorry, Kelly. I've been here too long.
Nothing really to say, apart from obviously we did require that Surrey County Council have provided us with details about the reprovision of the mental health facility, and they've done that. And obviously the building has been unoccupied for over 8 years now, so
that
I should imagine.
Way wasn't suitable. A disabled hut, Birchett's Way.
And then people were notified additionally about the application, because the application has been with us for quite some time. So everybody that had written in and the people that were notified in the first instance were written again more recently when the application.
Did they get the letter, though? I didn't. Did they get the letter?
Mrs. Carrick-Allen, unfortunately, you've had your 3 minutes.
Well, this meeting was called at this time so quickly.
Yes, okay, right, thank you.
So the application came back to life, for one way of putting it, in April this year. So we re-notified the neighbouring properties that had written in about the application. And also we have written to everybody about this application, about this evening. However, I do understand that a letter wasn't received by Patricia.
Okay. Right, thank you for that, Kelly. And we're apologies from, you know, if anything has gone wrong in the system, Mrs. Carrick-Allen. But the I think as far as the unfortunately the legal process we go through, that's been okay. So the members will have all the information they need when they have their debate. So the items now with the committee, Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Chairman. I move the application to accept the application, approve the application as per the officer's recommendation, and subject to the restrictions in 8.1. Thank you.
Okay. Have a seconder, please. Councillor McElroy.
I'll second, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Harvey.
Chairman, this application for the demolition of the vacant buildings on this site and building of a three-storey building over three floors to provide 19 flats and 25 parking spaces. Previously, the building provided facilities for the adult mental health and social care. Surrey County Council have confirmed that these services are now provided elsewhere in facilities which are equally accessible to the community. The application proposal is well developed, providing good design and size, and fits well into the character of the area. It makes a use of the brownfield, currently unused brownfield site, which has been empty for over 8 years, and the officer considers that the parking and amenity space provided is acceptable. The impact on neighbouring properties are considered acceptable. It appears to be a nice development, not pushing out the boundaries and adding to the street scene. I'm minded to approve.
Yeah, thank you, councillors. We as the planning committee, unfortunately, just judge what comes before us from the county council as the applicant. Any other members wish to speak on this item? Oh, I've got a bunch of Councillor Sider, Councillor Legden, Councillor Nicholls.
Thank you, Chairman. Well,
This is another site, a bit like the Bugle, isn't it? It's got a long history.
Not the same history.
Going back to 1951. And I'd like to thank Mrs. Carrick-Allen for the research she's done on this and for her presentation to the committee. Now, it's a shame, really, that the county councils, in cost savings, they've been criticised heavily in recent years for their social services. And this application is in an urban area, and it's on a previous developed site. And it's also conforms with a high density policy as well. And it conforms with EM1 on the design and access, and with its amenity space. Really, as much as I'd like to, I don't see we can do a lot with this application, Chairman. I don't know what other members may say, but I'm very sorry for Mrs. Carrick-Allen, who's done such a lot of research on this. I've nothing to add at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, we have to deal with it as being a building, as it were, this presentation for us. Who was the next? Councillor Lagden, then Councillor Nicholls.
Yeah, I just wanted to really quickly thank you as well, Patricia, and I completely agree. It's horrific that the mental health services are being as degenerated as they are by our current government. However, yeah, we have to go by the merits of this application. So I just wanted to let you know that I really respect you coming out tonight and
not so much the government, it's
solely county. Yeah, no, definitely, I get what you mean. Yeah. But yeah, thanks. And sorry, I guess.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor. I mean, I think we're all in support of what you're saying there, that it's that there are things which are happening in the county and elsewhere which are not necessarily as what we all might think is best, because we like to look after our residents. No matter which political party is in power, our job is to try and look after our residents. Councillor Nicholls.
Can I start with a question? This is a three-year-old application. Could someone just explain why it's taken 3 years to come forward?
It came in 2016, and I think very much that, County Council were having an exercise where they decided to look at their assets, and there was also an issue with the negotiations on affordable housing, so it kind of stood still. And then I understand that Surrey County Council then appointed a company to take forward their assets. That company is called People for Places, who then came on board with the application, and as I say, that came back into progress in April this year, so early on this year, so hence the time frame that it's taken.
I can find no fault with this particular application from planning grounds. I am, however, deeply concerned, and I would like to draw the committee's attention to the absolutely paltry affordable housing contribution this is making. So we have here a derelict site which is going to be developed into a much more dense accommodation, and the viability gives us zero, or it gives us 130,000, I think it's listed in the report from memory. We have a problem that our policy is never going to give us anything. This site doesn't give us affordable housing. Can someone explain to me which sites are? And it's, you know, okay, somebody buys Greenbelt, does it speculatively, okay, the margin's there. But we have got a serious problem, and we're doing our local plan, that we're not actually enabling ourselves to build affordable housing. I mean, look at this. Why shouldn't it be doing some? I don't know, because we have got a serious problem. We need more affordable housing.
Yeah, well, just to let you know, Councillor, in the new local plan, the issues that you're raising there were going to be looked at much more seriously. But it won't be, it hasn't been firmed up yet, but it's not going to be a number up to 50%. It's going, we're going to try and go for a figure so we can actually get affordable housing built. And also, as you know, the Borough Council itself is going to be building affordable housing. But I quite take your point. A lot of it is done on, now I don't know about this specific site, but a lot of it, the developer can actually pay the owner of the land more than the land is worth in order to then, the figures that you've seen for the affordable housing calculations, they can then say that the land cost us so much that we can't afford to put any affordable housing on there, and things like that we should not be allowed. Do you want to just come back on
it? I would just like to briefly come back on that. Not all of that is entirely true. I've been over this with our asset management and the viability, because I've queried to the calculations which are on the public website relating to Ashford Hospital, and I've been through this in quite considerable detail. We're just not going to get viabilities, are just not going to throw up numbers in our circumstances, and we need to be doing something to make sure they do. We cannot just sit there and say, oh dear, isn't it hard? We need to have policy which actually does something, rather than having one that says 50% affordable, but actually it's never going to be achieved.
Well, as I say, that's what we're getting, that's coming in the new local plan, Council.
It's not going to make any difference, because the RICS and the PPG, etc., viability calculations which are required to be done, that's what governs it, not what we say.
Yeah. Just want to take a step back and explain a little bit more about viability. I know that we did have the training, but it was a little while ago now. In terms of viability, yes, if it's a site that should have affordable housing in terms of planning policy, but it doesn't, or it doesn't provide the policy requirement, at that stage we have an open book approach where we have an assessment, and Councillor Nicholls mentioned the assessment that you've got a copy of, that is an assessment on the open book of, and it goes through a certain procedure, and I'll just come to that in a minute. That goes to our independent consultants who work on our behalf, not on the applicant's behalf, on the council, the planning department's behalf, and they will assess it, and they will look for every single figure, and they will do their best, whatever it is, to try and achieve more affordable housing units for us, or contribution. The document which Councillor Nicholls refers to is the RICS Financial Viability and Planning. That's what the valuers work towards, the guidance in that. My understanding is that this is currently being reviewed, but I haven't got a date for the release of the revised one, so we'll have to see how that changes, if it does at all. In addition to that, we have to also, as part of it, work towards the planning practice guidance, the government guidance on all different documents, and one of them relates to viability, so that's obviously what we have to look at. And there are standardised inputs to viability assessment that has to be carried out, that's reflected in the planning practice guidance, but is also reflected in the RICS own guidance. So it looks at how gross value is going to be identified, how cost should be defined, how the land value should be defined for the purposes, what factors should be considered to establish a benchmark value of the land, looking at existing use value, and alternative uses on the site, and then obviously a return. There's got to be a reasonable return for the developer, which is named at 15% to 20%, which is accepted in the field. So that's the process that we have to go through. That's the process now. Whether it changes significantly with the updated RICS guidance, I don't know, but that's the policy, and that's what, as Kelly's mentioned, that's the number of phone calls. She's Kelly sitting in the office, the number of phone calls that have gone backwards and forwards between the applicant and the our own valuer. I've lost count how many times I've heard over the last year. We've really pushed as far as we can.
We are where we are with this. We can't change the figure, and I think we all agree with you that it's not what we want.
Just one very quick point. Within the calculation, there is contingency. So does this go back for a potential overage calculation at the completion?
We wouldn't normally have an overage for a development this small. It would. It, to negotiate an overage, we would have to be looking at a multi-phase development scheme. So no, there wouldn't be an overage with this particular application, and we don't have any supplementary plan document guidance that would allow us to do that anyway.
Okay, so that's like if it's all been done in phases and they find the value of the selling price of the later ones is going up. Councillor Barnard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, first of all, this seems to me to be overdevelopment, shoehorning 19 flats onto this small site. But I do understand that the latest MPPF advice is greater density, and I understand that. So we're correct in that respect. But I want to reiterate Lawrence's points. The County Council goes against the local plan target for affordable housing, in this case offering absolutely none. And how often does this happen? And then they're asked to contribute the measly sum of £132,527 in compensation, which isn't even the third of a price of a small flat. I think this is absolutely appalling. And on that basis alone, because we are told so often to stick to the rules, I shall not be able to support it.
Okay, I think we've had this.
Don't let me close one.
And I haven't got anyone else that signalled to speak. I'll just put my two penny worth in. It's high density and it's a development in the town, but it's in order to build the properties we need to get the properties we've been required to build. High density and high rise is the way we're going to go, and it's very likely that in future local plans density is not going to be there as a figure that people have to go with. It's just going to be built, because otherwise, you know, if you build a tower block, you finish up having like 1,000 people per hectare, and then you say it's too much, but actually that's what you're doing in order to try and do the accommodation of your residents. But that's the end of the debate, I think. So we now move to the vote. The recommendation was to approve. All those in favour, please show. And those against?
Three.
And therefore, the application number 16/00547/FUL, the Grange, Belthorne, 33 Rookley Road, Staines-Fontaine, is approved.